Do you believe that you're one of the blessed ones? And do you delight in the law of the Lord? Do you meditate in this law day and night? Are you like a tree planted by the rivers of water and bringing forth fruit in its season? Does your leaf never wither? Whatever you do, does it prosper? Even if you don't produce fruit and you continue and don't continue to prosper, shouldn't you make these opportunities in other people's lives? The Word of God, the Bible, says, if you give, it'll be given back to you. Shaken down, pressed down, shaken up, pressed down, and running over. The Word of God says, if you pray in His will, you already have the petitions asked. The Word of God says He'll never leave you or forsake you. The Word says He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you think or ask. The Word says He loves you so much He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. The reason that you know these verses is because it's written here in your Bible, and someone gave you a Bible, or you bought one yourself, or you heard these truths preached to you from a Bible. Do we have any right to deny any person because of their income, where they live, their nationality, or religion from having an opportunity to understand and either reject or embrace the truths in this book? Gideon's, we started over 110 years ago in 1898. The simple concept was to put a Bible in each motel so guests could read the Word. We're now approaching not only placing Bibles in hotels, motels, but nursing homes, hospitals, doctor and attorney offices, giving out to elementary school children, college students, individuals literally all over the world. The first group of Gideons, three men, told their vision to a state convention of ministers in Iowa. And those ministers and the churches they represented offered to help fund this ministry in 1908. Since that time, we now have 250,000 Gideons, with these members themselves, myself included, providing one-third of the funds. One-third of our funds are coming from our Gideon gift cards, which you've hopefully used in the past in memory of or in honor of. And one-third comes from churches, just like United Methodist of Warsaw. We're now approaching our second billion Bibles being distributed worldwide. I want to read this so you'll understand how simple it is and how God uses this ministry. In 1969, Christian missionaries Bill and Betty Bray set sail on their small sailboat to visit the small island of Romblom in the Philippines. Following their plan, they went from house to house to hand out gospel tracts and talk to people about Jesus. They were surprised to find that every person they talked to testified they were born-again Christians. As the various families offered them refreshments and fellowship, they learned that many years before, during World War II, a U.S. Navy lifeboat had drifted ashore, and one of the village elders found a Gideon New Testament on the boat. Familiar with English, he's able to read, and when he found out about the love of Jesus, he gave his life to the Lord. He then led his family to Jesus, and eventually the whole village became Christians. The islanders now have several thriving house churches and were delighted to talk to other believers. Isn't that simple? You buy a Bible, God's in charge of getting it to the right people, and people get saved. I mean, to me, it's just such a simple ministry. The Word says it will never return void. The problem is we need help in your financing. We're willing to do the work as a missionary arm of this church. We're not exceptional businessmen. Gideons are businessmen. But we do have an exceptional God we represent. We're currently in 190 countries with Bibles translated in 93 languages, but only 9 of these 190 countries are self-supporting. The United States, of course, is one of them. We're thankful that your pastor allows us to come here every year and ask you to pray for us. And that's so important in our organization, and also to give. Now, a lot of people don't know why we have wealth, so I always like to read Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He who giveth thee power to get wealth. Why? That He may establish His covenant, which He swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Another word for covenant is testament. So, why does He give you wealth? So He can establish the gospel all over the world, New Testament and Old Testament. That's the way He's been doing it.